Would everyone in the Missouri Senate chamber rise, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 143rd Psalm we read, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on a level path." Heavenly Father, we are thankful for our safe travel, and now we ask that as we approach the work before us, we do so having listened to your teachings, and ask that your spirit be with us so that the path that you have laid out for us is well known. And Lord, help us stay on level ground in our thinking and in the decisions that we make this week. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 13th day, Thursday, January 28th, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hasn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Greene County.
Mr. President, would this be an appropriate time to have a quick dialogue with a colleague of mine?
Senator, are you seeking to inquire of one of your colleagues?
I would like to do that, yes, Mr. President.
Do you want me to pick one of the 33, or would you like to do that?
I think you've seen him before. How about the senator from Mississippi?
Senator from Mississippi. You yield to an inquiry from your colleague of Greene County.
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator. How are you on this wonderful afternoon, Senator?
I am doing wonderful, enjoying this day in Missouri. You know, Missouri is full of agriculture, number one industry in the state.
It is the number one industry in the state, and the ironic thing about that is, there's been a lot of talk about how the state of the state happened last week, and maybe it wasn't quite as normal as it used to be. But, you know, the governor of this state is an ag guy, right? He raises cattle. I saw him over the weekend at another one of our colleagues' father's 100th birthday party, actually, and we were talking about cattle, actually, at that. So, again, kind of the interesting thing about this, so we had the state of the state, and one of the jobs, and I'm sure you know this, even though you've only been here like 3 weeks or a month or whatever it's been, one of the jobs of the lieutenant governor at those types of events is to introduce guests, much like we're doing now, right?
Yes, sir.
So as the lieutenant governor is tasked with introducing cabinet members, I wonder if he left anyone out. And you had to really be paying attention because there's a ton of them. I didn't realize there's like I mean, I thought there was a lot of representatives on the other side of the building. There's equally as many cabinet members as there are directors of departments, whatever you want to call them.
Well, now that you mention it, when I heard the lieutenant governor introducing those cabinet members, I do believe that he forgot one.
I think he did forget one, Senator. So I just wanted to take a minute, and I don't know if you want to do the honors or if you want me to, but I would like to take, since we are introducing some very special guests, and the most ironic thing about this right now is that as I walked in and took the elevator from the basement garage to the fourth floor, the person, you know who the person was that came off the elevator as I was waiting?
Can I just make a guess?
I'll give you one guess.
Was it the director of agriculture?
It was the director of agriculture, the largest industry in this great state, the director of agriculture, Chris Chin. So I just wanted to take this opportunity, one, to remind the lieutenant governor that there is a Department of Agriculture, and then there's also a director of the Department of Agriculture, Ms. Chris Chin. And then, two, take this opportunity right now with you to welcome, I imagine she's still in the building, she's probably listening somewhere from a safe distance, but to introduce to the body, since you missed it last week, the Director of Agriculture, Ms. Chris Chin. So if everyone here could give the Director of Agriculture a standing ovation for her work tirelessly in this state, I would appreciate it.
Let's welcome the Director of Agriculture, the state's largest industry, to the Missouri Senate Chamber. The order of business is serious introductions of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Hope County.
Mr. President, did you say Holt County? Yes. Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Send your concurrent resolution forward.
Happy to do that, Mr. President, and no explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, offered by Senator Hageman. A concurrent resolution relating to the North Central Missouri Regional Water Commission.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, you just recently recognized the senator from Green. I'm just curious because of, with the masks on an individual's face, how were you able to distinguish someone seeking recognition?
Senator, the President of the Senate has incredible powers. And one of them is to be able to read the number on somebody's desk and associate that number with the Senate district, no matter what mask they may be wearing, even if the Senator from Green's mask is orange.
We could comment on the color of that. I'm not sure why he chose that color. I don't know if that has anything to do with MSU.
He may be a Tennessee Vol fan.
Tennessee Vols mask? Is that
Vols.
What that is?
Yeah, Tennessee Vols. Volunteers.
I was just curious because...
Ari's promoting tourism because he is on the Tourism Commission now. It's a tourism mask, so that's appropriate. It's definitely not a prop.
Well, I can't tell if he's smiling right now. I'm not sure at this point, but he is smiling, big smile. So I was just curious, Mr. President, how you were able to do that, but I think it's a keen ear to be able to hear and distinguish where that, or that voice, one of the two.
But very observant.
You probably not have such a keen ear next time, I would imagine.
That's why you're the pro tem, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Additional concurrent resolutions. Anyone else who would like to poke fun at the Lieutenant Governor? Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send both of your bills forward.
Explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 448, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to visiting scholars teaching certificates.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 449, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to searches and seizures by certain law enforcement officers.
The Senator from Lawrence County.
I have three bills. No explanation necessary.
Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 450, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to abortion.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 451, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to taxation.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 452, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to automated motor vehicles.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 20th district.
I have a bill.
Please send your A bill forward with bill.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 453, introduced by Senators Burleson and Lueckdemeyer, an act relating to a cause of action against a public body for offering certain services.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Newton County.
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 454, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to child protection.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 455, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to court costs.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 24th district is patiently on her feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 456, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to traditional installment loan lenders.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, 456 is the bill number. That is close to the rate that consumers unwittingly end up needing to pay payday lenders and other predatory lenders. This bill deals with that issue. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 11th District of Jackson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. I will send it forward. No explanation necessary.
Send your bill forward, and thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 457, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to Montessori schools.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Cass County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 458, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to abortion.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 16, entitled An Act to Appropriate Money for Supplemental Purposes for the Expenses, Grants, Refunds, and Distributions of the Several Departments and Offices of State Government and the Several Divisions and Programs thereof, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a bill.
A report? Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 37, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernskeeter, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 49, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements? Senator from the ninth.
Thank you. It's more of a point of personal privilege. I'm sorry if I'm out of order. But one
Senator, or two... are you seeking a point of personal privilege?
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, yes, sir. Sorry, I know. You are my honor. Don't.
The senator from the ninth is seeking a point of personal privilege. Senator, the gavel drop on personal privilege is customary to make sure everybody understands you're about to say something they might want to listen to. So please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today marks February the 1st, which is the beginning of Black History Month. I'd ask that the body recognize Black History Month, as this is something that's been going on for nearly a decade. In 1926, Carter G. Woodson saw fit to bring attention to the contributions and history of African Americans here in America, such as the invention of the cotton gin and the stoplight, which we use every day. Well, the senator from Mississippi uses the cotton gin, but the rest of us do use a stoplight. So I would ask that we recognize those contributions and understand that this started as the second week of February, primarily because that's a week that was very important to African Americans in light of the fact that it was the week that President Lincoln's birthday fell, as well as the link of Frederick Douglass, a great abolitionist who led to the freedom of African Americans. So I just wanted to take a pause so that we can recognize that to teach Black history in our public schools and to recognize the importance of the contributions of those who were enslaved in this country and those who even after have become our first African-American president and first African-American female vice president. So we will probably do this every day. And just wanted to take a pause to recognize February as Black History Month, as today is February the 1st. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet at 8:30 in the morning to hear two bills, and then we will also work on the budget for the Office of Administration.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.